Hi, podcasters. This is Brooke with Let's Talk Art. Today, Lulu joins me for another Gal Pals episode. These are always so much fun. We're talking about Janet Hill's Crocodile Jumper painting. I love these because Lulu always introduced me to cool new artists. You don't want to miss it. Enjoy. I've never been smart with investments or stocks, but one thing I've learned over the years is that an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. If you want to get smart with your money, you can trade smarter and maximize your returns with Trade with UFOs. Trade with UFOs is a brand that represents a community of users trading with predictive tools. You don't have to be good with stocks. They literally hold your hand while you trade, teaching you everything you need to know. You see, Trade with UFOs is also a portal which provides access to predictive apps, courses, and coaching, all to show you how to make money using unfilled orders. Why am I so passionate about this? Because then we'll all have more money in our pockets to buy more art. It's time to get smart with your money. Leverage your success with Trade with UFOs. Go to tradewithufos.com and use my offer code Brooke for a 50% off discount on all of their products. That's B-R-O-O-K-E.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, Brooke. My laptop was not letting me get on here, so I had to switch to my phone.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. Okay. No worries. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing good.
Good. Goody. I'm gonna have to pull up all my stuff. I had my stuff on my phone. I was gonna use my laptop and my phone. Now I have to use my phone. So I've gotta pull up Janet's stuff on my laptop. So I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's one of those days when your electronics don't work when you want them to.
Right. My electronics constantly fail me.
Yes.
So I understand.
I am feeling it. What?
So I understand.
Oh, okay. Well, you can feel my pain. Struggle is real.
I feel your struggle. I feel your pain.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Janet Hill. Here we go. Okay. So alligator jumper. What did you think of it?
When I first saw it, I was like, this just so spoke to me, because I was like, this is how I feel like in every day of my life, basically, and pretty much
jumping in with the alligators.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't even have to be like anything particularly dangerous or right. Scary. It's just, that's how I feel in like every circumstance, pretty much, or many circumstances.
I didn't even feel that way when I saw it. I just like water, and I like the color she uses. Right. I think that I'm more of a color person than I am like the subject matter.
Right.
But I bought the print today. Actually, there was one that was left on her Etsy store, and I got it. So,
cool. Oh,
and it's only an 8x10 print, but I just love the painting, and I'm going to take what I can get at this point.
Absolutely. What's her name?
But it sells out. It's one of her most popular prints, and it always sells out because all the ladies that live in Florida like them an alligator picture, so they all put them up in their bathrooms. It's like, I know if I had gal pals in Florida, I'd go in their bathroom, there'd be a Janet Hill alligator jumper print.
Janet Hill, that's awesome. Oh, that's fantastic.
So I'm going to be like a rebel and put it in my kitchen.
Oh, that's awesome. I think you should.
I will.
Your kitchen, that's scandalous.
It is. How about above my bed? What does that say?
I don't know. That's actually very scary.
I'm sitting on my bed right now, Brooke.
Oh my God. I'm sitting on a bed that I use as a couch.
Oh, okay.
It's not the same.
No, I love the colors. I love the red. I love the blue. I just love everything about it.
Yeah, the colors are very vivid. And I think, like you said, that draws me in too. I think probably the colors or the intensity of it, I guess, draws me in. That's probably what drew me in. But then when I see the composition or the product, I guess, the subject, the alligator and the girl jumping in, that seals it for me. That's like, oh, I love it. And because I can totally relate to that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things, and I was reading the reviews of people that bought the painting, and Janet herself said, here's to all you fearless ladies out there. So that's kind of her, because I always like to know, what did she mean by painting it? Because Janet's a very, like, I have an original Janet Hill. This is why I picked this painting. I love this artist. I've been following her forever. I have two originals, which those are hard to come by. So when I was following her, like as soon as she dropped an original, I was like on it. So I happened to get two, and then I have several prints of hers. And I suggest that you become a Janet Hill collector yourself.
I think I might become one. She's on it.
No, well, she appeals to ladies in general, I think, because all her themes are quirky, but they're classical. She just paints a lot of scenes I think women can connect with, and men for that matter.
I think men can connect to that as well. So
For
the
sure. But that's what she kind of alluded to, the fearless woman who is jumping in with both feet, alligator be damned. She's gonna jump in.
She's jumping
So
in.
I just love it. I love it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And it's such a perspective that I need to hear. Like when, and I think I might have told you this before, but like when I found that like when there's a situation that I'm scared of, that's when I know I need to do it. And so I need to, I think that's why I think that that painting is particularly relevant to that, because I think that that kind of symbolizes or shows or visualizes it.
Yeah.
So I think that that's.
So you ascribe to the philosophy that if you fear something, you need to face it head on?
Not
Because
necessarily.
if so, you're my hero.
Oh, thank you. Well, I don't know if that's, I mean, basically I know for me, like if I am like terrified to do something, that just means I should do it. Like
Yeah.
if I keep thinking about stuff and ruminating about things about something that I do, that I'm putting off, I need to do it, or else
Well,
just get it over with. Because the worst part of it is just the pre-thought, the just the thinking about it beforehand, the build-up.
yes. Yeah. Oh, it's kind of like an inoculation or a shot. You think it's right before you get the shot, you're like, oh my God, this is gonna hurt.
That'd be so
Then
bad.
they give it to you and you're like,
Oh, that wasn't
that
bad.
was it.
Yeah. And I used to do that when I was a kid, because I was like, you know, I was just, I was so scared of shots, or I told myself I was. And like building myself up, oh, how horrible this is going to be, how painful it's going to be. And then I think at some point I would like scream and cry, just, and then like I was young.
Oh, of course.
I haven't done this in a long time. But like then I wouldn't notice it. So.
Well, I think, there was one, let's tell our shot stories. I was young too, and my parents were with me. And they're like, there was a little baby in front of me sleeping. And they're like, they put all this pressure on me at six. They're like, now, Lou, don't wake the baby.
Oh no, that's
Yeah,
horrible.
of course. I'm a 6-year-old.
Oh
Okay. I'm
my
about
gosh.
to get a
Get
big
us
bad shot.
out
Guess what happened?
of here. Come on.
I was very quiet, did not shed a tear. The baby, no, I
I
started screaming and the
know.
baby started screaming.
I would too.
Well, I was
Crazy.
six. I don't know what they just thought that maybe that will like motivate her to not cry.
Cry. No. It
No, it did not.
would not motivate me. This baby needs to know. Now that shot's hurt.
Yeah, I think that baby had gotten a shot and just was so cried out, they fell asleep.
Right. Yeah.
But that's what happens to us when we're babies,
That's
you know?
the coping
But yeah, I think that this painting, it's something that you want to look at when you wake up and you face the day.
Right.
It's just like a go girl, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah, I love that.
Do people still say go girl, or is that so out?
I don't know. I think that might, I haven't heard that in a long time. I say it sometimes.
I still say it. I guess when you're over 50, you don't care. So yeah. I'm going to bring back go girl.
Bring back go girl. I like that. You go
you
girl.
You know who used to sell our favorite Ellen on her show? She yeah. said it all the time.
She said it. Yeah, she did say it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where I got it from.
Yeah.
But I just, this is such a motivational painting, and it can be scary too. I think also when I look at this painting, I'm like, why is she doing that? Like,
right.
That's the other side. Like, why, if you see, because her eyes are open.
Mm-hmm. So she
sees it teeth. With the teeth, with the, like, there's a little bit of insanity in the painting.
Yeah. Why in the world would she jump in there? That's crazy.
Right. So that's the other side of, you want to know, like, was she just having a bad day and wants to end it all? I mean,
right. Or is the water that really attractive? You there?
Yeah. You went out a little, but go ahead.
Okay. I was just saying, is the water that appealing, that attractive?
Oh yeah. Oh, you know me. I'm like an aquaphile. I love water.
Yeah.
I'm like a mermaid. I wish that all our office buildings and everything were swimming pools where we could just float around.
That would be awesome.
Let me just type this letter. Oh, let me swim over there. You know, it needs to be like a swim up bar. Like when you go to the bank, you just swim right in.
That would be awesome.
That's my imaginary world where everything is a swim up bar.
Right. I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Well, let's get to work on that.
We should, except I don't tread water that, I can't tread water that long.
Well, no, it would be where you can touch, you know, you can swim or walk.
Okay, good.
Actually, walking through water is not that easy. So you would have to swim.
No, that's
have you ever tried to run in water? It's so hilarious. You can't do it.
No, you can't. And it, yeah.
And my sister, she would always say there was a shark out. Like when I'm out in the waves, she would yell shark. Here I am. I'm horrible. Trying to run out of the water, yeah. Looking like a total idiot. And when I could have just swam, why didn't I swim, Brooke? Why did I try to run out of the water?
I have no idea. I just remember when I was like the few times that I've been to the ocean. Just being in it, I felt so out of control.
Oh,
just like, I mean, like in a pool, I'm not a very strong swimmer.
Right.
In a pool, like it's not a problem, obviously, because I can, there's, it's a more controlled environment, but in the ocean, there's no telling what's going on.
Oh, I know. It's scary. I don't actually like the ocean anymore. I mean, I love it, but at the same time, I'm scared of what's in there.
Right. Yeah. I think the last few times I've been to the beach, I haven't really gone into the ocean much more than just, you know, getting my feet wet.
Well, I'll tell you, if you go to the Bahamas where it's clear water, you get really spoiled because at least you can see it coming. If it's going to come get you, you can see it. It's like a swimming pool.
Right.
Which is my biggest fear, being in a swimming pool with a shark.
Oh my gosh, that would be very scary.
There was this guy, he photoshopped a shark in with somebody in a pool.
Oh wow.
It was the creepiest photo ever.
I bet.
But no, you get like the North Carolina shore, Virginia, like it's all murky water.
Yeah.
So I don't really trust that. So when I'm out there, I don't know what's coming around me.
Right. And then when I feel stuff around my legs, I'm just kind of like, oh, what is that?
Yes. Oh, I've gotten bumped before. Like I have gotten bumped by something big where my body like moved in the water. And I was like, I think I need to get out.
What do you think it was?
I'm hoping it wasn't a shark, but it did feel like something big.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but they do that. Like I've heard that sharks, like they'll either, luckily it didn't take an exploratory bite, because sometimes they'll bite to see what you are.
Yes.
Other times they'll just bump up against you to kind of check you out.
Oh my God.
So, but I'm hoping it wasn't one. I do have a story. My friend was out on one of the reefs where he couldn't touch.
Uh-huh.
He was looking down and he saw a dark shadow swim under him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh my and God. He didn't try to run out of the ocean. He actually swam back to shore.
Wow.
like I should have. No, he said it was one of the scariest moments ever. But this painting, I think for me, I like sharks and shark movies and all that because I'm at home under a blanket on my couch. Right. So I think all of us like to be scared
right.
when we don't think we'll ever be in that situation, you know?
Right.
So I think this painting for me brings out that fear too of, oh, I can see her. I'm not her, but I can her do that.
Yeah, I can see her pain. I can feel her pain.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
And just not even her pain, just the
terror.
Just the thought of doing that is, but here it is. I'm pulling it up now. It just took me forever to find it. I think she too, her arms are out. Maybe she just dropped. Do you think she dropped down from the tree? Yeah, she was obviously jumping out of the tree, but
okay. So she was escaping something else, you think, or
I'm trying to zoom in on it because I want to see her facial expression here. I can't zoom that much. Let's see. She's looking directly at the crocodile.
Okay.
So it is really powerful there because she's looking at it, jumping right in. And he's there to meet her.
Yeah, that's, actually, I have it right here too.
Yeah. See, she's looking down at it. So it's almost like she's trying to jump directly where he is.
Right. And he's waiting. He's anxiously waiting for her.
Yeah.
Mouth wide open.
I think it also maybe it's just in the battle that we fight every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think it could. Anything just people, ravenous people waiting to just kind of destroy you or. I'm being dramatic. That's not really my life.
Well, no, it's okay. Art can be what it is. So I think that there, and I think too, what else is in that water? What else?
Right, exactly.
You can see the alligator.
Mm-hmm.
I know Janet has a sense of humor, so she probably didn't mean, all this stuff that we're reading into it other than just being fierce. I don't know. We'd have to talk to her, but
right.
I think maybe we could flip it and say she's going to wrestle the alligator and win.
Maybe. Yeah, because I can't.
No, she's ready to go. With whatever the alligator symbolizes or doesn't symbolize, it's still inspiring.
Right, right. Because you can't really quite tell if she's either jumping or falling. I don't know if she's if her arms are up for a fight or if they're just there to kind of catch her, stabilize her.
Or right.
Kind of flung out.
Well, you brought up an interesting point. Well, maybe she fell out. Maybe she didn't mean to jump in.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she's putting up her arms as a protect, as a defense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I love water. So when I see this painting, I do, you do look at the woman. I mean, that's the focal point.
Right.
But almost, what is your focal point? My eye dances between the woman and the alligator.
Well, I mean,
do you see?
When I first saw the painting, I think I saw the blue, the green, the greenish blue.
Okay.
I think I saw the trees and the water first, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Then I kind of zoomed in and said, oh, well, wait, there's something going on there. And I was like, wow, wait, something terrifying going on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe it might just be because it's on the phone. That's probably it. If I had that picture in front of me, that might change. My focal point might change. But
Right.
On the phone, the first thing I see is the green.
Yeah.
Green sky and green sea.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. What you don't look at are, unless you zoom in on it, are the land in the back. That's totally lost. You don't even look at it. You don't even see it.
Right. Because I first noticed the green and the what I first said, but and then I noticed the what's going on, the action.
Mm-hmm.
And the land's kind of lost.
And I, you know what I really noticed, and it's a very small point of the painting, the red in the alligator's mouth.
Oh yeah, I just noticed that too. You think
I think blood? She was a master at just putting the red, because you want to with colors, you want to put them around the painting, but there was only the touch of red, of course, in her dress, but right. She matched that with the alligator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. And red and green are complementary colors. And when I see them, I usually think of Christmas. But with this, it doesn't look Christmassy at all. And it's very stark and very striking.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that I like, pink and green, which is a form of red and green, kind of like the complementary colors. So I've been noticing that a lot lately too, which is kind of ironic that this has the same color scheme, even though you wouldn't really think about it.
Even the alligator's mouth, it is sort of a pinky red. Mm-hmm. It's kind of pinky.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have noticed that honestly unless you had told me the red in his mouth.
Oh yeah, I noticed that pretty quickly. Like I said, the only thing I didn't notice was the land in the back. And it is, I mean, it's a horizontal line. You think you would notice that? And I didn't.
Well, that's not where your eyes go.
No.
I mean, there's so much.
No, your eyes, at least mine, they dance between the girl and the alligator.
Yeah, I think everyone says, yeah. Because that's the tension point in the painting.
Well, and at first, I didn't see the alligator. When I first saw this painting, I thought, oh, she's jumping into the water. Uh-oh.
Oh, there's an alligator. Yeah.
So I think that's what's fun about this painting
is
it's different with everyone. Like, when I get the print, I'm going to have fun, asking people, now, what did you see first in this? Because I love that about art. Like, as a painter, you are trying to have, sometimes you're having to have a focal point in your art. Like, that's what you plan to do.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that the viewer's eyes will do what you want them to do. You can be painting a focal point, and if you're good at it, then it will happen. But I think with this one, it's a surprise. Your focus is on the girl.
Mm-hmm.
It just does what I think she wants it to do. So
right.
It is. Yeah. It hits every note that I think she would want it to hit.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, as a everyone sees something different in a painting, or comes out with a different message or outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And as an artist, you can't really control that. And that's something I've asked a lot of artists. Is that what if someone takes away something completely different than what you had originally intended?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if I were an artist, I don't call myself an artist, I think I might have a problem with that. But a few artists that I've talked to said that they really like that. The different interpretations of it.
Well, you know, I have to bring up Brian Rutenberg because I absolutely adore him. He actually, he answered an email I sent him. So he's so kind. He's just so kind.
Yeah, he's a
great But I watch his YouTube videos and I've just gotten to love his quirky sense of humor. He's such an accomplished painter, but he's so down to earth and I just love it. But he said that his teacher said, and I not taught what to see sees more.
Yeah.
And he has brought that into his paintings where he was asked that same question. And he said, which is kind of ironic that we're looking at this painting, but he said something to the tune of, as long as they don't see a crocodile with a hat on smoking a cigar, I'm good.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, he paints just his view of the marshlands in South Carolina, but it's not a representational view. It's how he sees it.
Right.
But so people can look at his paintings and they can see different things, but he doesn't mind that. So I say if Brian Rutenberg doesn't mind, none of us need to mind. You know,
that's awesome.
That's funny. That was his line, that as long as I don't see an alligator with a hat on smoking a cigar, I'm fine. And guess what painting we're reviewing, Brooke?
Right, exactly. Well, he doesn't have a cigar or a hat, so.
No, true, true. So it's not.
He might after he has his dinner.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Brooke, that's so violent of you. That's so sassy. Oh my gosh. I don't even know what to say after that one. I just, again, I love it. I just want to take a dip in that water without the alligator. I'll take that out.
Right,
but
right.
I just love it.
The water,
I love it.
The water does look very inviting. It's very, very, it looks very clear and very, I just love what she's done with this. It's almost a monochromatic picture, except for the red. It looks like it's almost like all green, like all different shades of green.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And, you know, because green is very, and blues are very calming. Red is very energetic. So she put the red on spot on, in my humble opinion. Yes. I just love it because it's energetic yet calming.
Yes, I like it too. It's kind of like, yeah, it's jolting yet calming.
Yeah. Yeah, because she could have used a different color.
Yeah.
For that bathing suit. Like, she could have made her in a blue bathing suit.
Right.
But I don't think it would have had the impact it has.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I'm trying to imagine, like, a black bathing suit. So I just, the red really says something.
Yeah, the red is very, very, alarming. And, it was my focal point.
And it connects her to the gator because of his mouth. So the use of the red there. And I don't want to be repetitive. I think I said that, but... I just, and every time I look at this painting, I see a little something different. And that's what I love about art is like,
totally.
They're just so filled with endless conversation about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I love. That's why I love it so much. That's why I was like, what can I talk endlessly about? Art.
Yeah. It's so true. And you know, I'm teaching now, so I love teaching art. I can't sleep. Like the night before my class, I'm so excited about what I'm learning because I'm learning too. So a teacher that thinks they know it all, you don't want to take from them. You want to take from an instructor that's learning.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what I do. You know, I know I'm going to talk about Brian again. I just like him so much.
We'll send this episode to him.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm getting all the clout. No, but Brian is like, so now I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
What was I saying? Oh gosh. Okay. Well, I don't know.
You were saying you're like, now I'm going to talk about Brian again.
Teaching. No, I think that when you when you're a learner and you're all like Brian. Yes, I am going to talk about Brian again. Here's what he said. He said that he's been painting for, you know, what, 33 years professionally? I don't know, probably longer than that, 40 years, because he started painting when he was 10. So he said that he learns every day how to put on paint. So if Brian can still say he's learning, you know, because he's such an accomplished artist. He's in galleries all over America. He has shows all the time. And he has been consistent. And that's what it is. Like, if you're a painter and you get into a gallery, that's like sheer luck. You were in the right place at the right time. But if you can stay in galleries over the long haul, that's hard.
Yeah.
And that's hard work. That's hard work to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Joyful is painting joyful and fun. Yes, but it also feels like work if you put work. And I'm just so proud of Brian because he started painting on cardboard, you know, and he said he destroys most of his work, you know. So, and I had a teacher before Brian, Karen Ginsberg, and she said nothing's precious. So I would learn to paint a painting and then just either rip it up or do like a big red X over it. So, and Brian does the same thing. Like he'll rip up his work with a box cutter.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And it's so, I mean, he just said you have to destroy most of your work. I mean, he's just open about it.
Yeah,
and it just gives you, as an artist, it gives you real freedom to hear that from an accomplished artist.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, I think Brian is, he just rocks. He's just so relatable.
Yeah, he really is. And he's a great guy. And I've met him a couple times and just talked to him, and he's fabulous. I've had him on the podcast twice.
Wow. Do you have I would love to hear those. If you have, like, I tried to find them. I know he's on other podcasts and I've listened to those, but when I come to Charlotte, I'm definitely going to go to Gerald Melberg Gallery. I want to see his work up close. I would love that.
Yeah. If you search, you go to my website and search for Brian Rutenberg, the episode should come
your up. Website. Okay. What I did, I looked on Apple Podcasts. But I'll go to your website and look.
Yeah.
But you've seen his work up close and personal. I bet it's amazing.
It is. It's very amazing. Yeah. And I went to an artist talk of his, like they mm-hmm. did a conversation thing, on Saturday sometimes. And I met him in person there. And, I don't remember if we had talked on the podcast first or if I met him first. But it was a great experience. He's a great artist.
Well, you know what I really, and I'm doing a podcast now. I would love for him to come on mine. I don't know if he will, but I'll definitely ask him to.
Yeah.
Because I talk about faith in art, and I don't know if he's ever talked about his faith or if he has one, if he doesn't. Like, I would love to talk to artists of all different, like, if you don't have a faith in Christ, like, what is your faith in? Like, I don't know.
Right.
But what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought again. Okay. What were you talking about? Maybe it'll jar it.
I don't remember.
You said you talked to him several times.
I talked to him several times. I've met him in person a couple times.
I know. Okay. I know what it is. He said that, you know, he doesn't paint portraits at all. He paints, he considers himself a Southern landscape painter.
Yeah.
And then he abstracts the landscape. So, I agree. Abstract is not a noun. It is a verb. So I have come to that realization.
I love that.
He has taught me so much. Let me tell you, but he gets his, like, when he looks at different paintings, he likes to get his inspiration for his landscapes from portraiture.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And I want to ask him, like, why are you looking at portraiture?
Right.
To get, I mean, I think that's what he said, is that he doesn't really look to landscape paintings.
Right.
So I'm just curious about why he looks at portraiture for.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting, an interesting discussion.
Yeah. I'm going to grab a water sip.
Cool. Cool. Awesome. Awesome.
I don't want to cough. Okay, hold on. Okay.
Cool, cool.
But yeah, so I think that I think Janet is just a fun, quirky artist. And she paints in only in oils. So all those paintings are oil.
Okay. I don't even know if that, I don't even know what the difference between the two are. I mean, I know the oil takes longer to dry.
Yeah. Guess who also paints in oil? Brian Rutenberg. Brian Rutenberg. But I digress. I do secretly want you to podcast to him, though. I'm not going to lie. You know, I think oils, I tried oils. It's the, here it is. I'm going to get really honest here. I love oils. I love the way they look. But the disposal of oils in Chesterfield, Virginia, and I don't know what the laws are in North Carolina, but in our county, you cannot dump them down the drain. You cannot, you actually have to keep the jar of your solvent and your paint, and you have to take it to the dump once a year. So you, it's just, it is so, and I'm sure, you know, I don't know, I guess if you really want to paint in oils, you get over that. But I, acrylics are so much easier with the cleanup, and you can add mediums now to acrylics to kind of make them like oils, but they're still plasticky. But
well, how do they
do look? I love oils. Yeah, I just hate cleaning them up. I hate it.
How do they legislate that?
I don't know. Well, and also the Gamsol and the solvents. I don't have a space where I can open my window 24/7 because you can't breathe that in. You have to have a ventilated area. Mm-hmm. So when most people work with oils, they keep their window open or they have a big ventilation area, and I don't have that.
Right.
So, but I think, to be honest, I think oils are the most beautiful as far as paintings go. But acrylics have come a long way. So I went back to acrylics, but I did try oils. It's the cleanup. You have to let everything literally dry before you put it in the trash. Yeah. So if it has like wet oil paint on it, you can't dispose of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, but that's oil paints. But Janet works in oils. She also works really small. So I think smaller paintings with oils are, actually working smaller, I think, is harder than working larger. I like to work large, but smaller paintings are very difficult.
Yeah, I would think so. I like to work large also when I'm painting.
I like the physicality of it, and I love to see a brush stroke. Like,
yeah.
I think I love to, like, you know, it's a workout.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Totally.
Well, thank you so much, Lou. I love these conversations that we have, and I always look forward to them. And it's been a while since we've done one, so
I know.
I apologize about that.
No, it's okay. Hey, we all get busy. It's a busy time of year, so
yeah.
No worries. I love doing these too.
So yeah, we will definitely do it again for sure.
And it'll be your pick next time.
So I gotta
get. I'm excited to see what you'll pick.
I am too. I have no idea. Well, thank you so much, Lou. I so appreciate it.
You are very welcome.
And I will sign off now. And
okay.
End this now. And leaving for all.
Thank you so much to Lulu Schwall for chatting with me. You can find Janet's art on her website, janethill.com. Also, check out Lulu's art at luluschwall.com. As always, if you're finding these episodes valuable, give me a like and a share. Or you can donate to my Patreon account, which is linked on letstalkartwithbrooke.com. Thanks for listening. This is a Hot Spring Media production. Music by Corey Knoxville.